Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program about the folks who put food on the tables of our state's farm and ranch families. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. There's little doubt that the foundation for an organization such as South Dakota Corn is the volunteer leadership, and I speak of those folks often on this program. What I don't do often, if ever, is speak of the people who take care of the daily chores. Those people are the staff. Now, there's a reason. That reason is Teddy Mueller. She won't let me. Now, I'm having fun because it's that same Teddy that asked that we devote this particular radio effort in saying thank you to one of those staff members who's going to retire at the end of this week. His name is Randy Haskell, and you talk about a guy who can do most anything, do it quietly, efficiently, and with results, it is Randy Haskell. I knew him just a little bit during the 20 years he's a reporter and copy editor at the Sioux Falls Argus Leader. At that time, my brothers Terry and Kevin were reporters and columnists for the Argus. It was Randy's job to keep those two Lyman County fellas in line. Well, you can imagine the surprise, I suspect a subtle dread that hit Randy when he came to South Dakota Corn 10 years ago and found out he was stuck with another Wooster. I'm kidding, of course, because in addition to everything else he can do, he's one heck of a writer. That really applies when the topic is agriculture. If you didn't know, Randy grew up on a ranch in Nebraska, doing the typical chores, digging post holes, stacking hay in 100 degrees weather. I don't know when he learned, but he's also pretty darn good at photography and golf. I think back to the various fairs we attended, the events with our amazing Corn Adventure trailer, the annual conference, and other South Dakota Corn efforts, so much of our success can be directly tied to Randy's quiet involvement. Very simply, there's little he can't do and do awfully well. All of us understand Randy's desire to spend more time with Barb, their kids, and their grandkids, but hey, you know this, he's going to be missed by a lot of folks, the old stockyards guy amongst them. All of us at South Dakota Corn extend to Randy Haskell a heartfelt thank you, wish for him and his family all the very best. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe in your labors and thanks for what you do.